家早上好。
Good morning, everyone.
很高兴又在这边跟大家分享。今天的天气有点冷，可是呢，看到大家就很温暖。
I'm thrilled to be here again, sharing with you about Dharma. It's a bit chilly out today, but it's heartwarming to see all of you here.
今天我们讲这个题目呢，叫做业力。这个可能大家是不是有点熟悉的
？So the topic for today's talk is karma. Isn't it something that's sort of familiar to you already?
首先呢，我们来观察一下我们所处的这个世界的各种各样的现象有时候会觉得这些事情呢，好像是非常的平常可是呢，真正来讲，都不知道它为什么这样子。比如说，这个为什么要下雨？问这个问题的时候，好像很傻的样子，可是为什么会雨会下来这样？然后呢，冬天来的时候呢，为什么会下雪？因为冬天就是下雪嘛，大家好像都知道冬天就是下雪，可是为什么会下雪？然后呢，风为什么会吹啊？然后呢，吹的时候呢也会热啊，或者是会凉啊，那雪也会冷，这是现象了。
So let's take stock of the phenomenon that surrounds us, the mundane, ordinary phenomenon, which appear to be quite normal, but we seldom ask questions about why it's that way. So, for instance, raining. It rains, and it seems to be a silly question to ask, why does it rain? But it does. We seldom ask this question. Snow. We all know that winter times that it snows, but why?And when the wind blows, sometimes it's warm, we feel warm or feel cold. Why is it this way?
那然后呢，就是大一点的，就是地震了，那就是可能会问了，为什么要地震呢？平常的事情太普遍了，太简单了。可是当有地震呢？有台风啊，有飓风啊，然后有海啸啊等等，还有什么？这个加州的森林大火啊，这个时候我们就会问了，为什么？
But when it comes to bigger phenomena like earthquakes, because it's more unusual, then people start to ask why, what caused this earthquake?Similarly, with hurricanes, tsunami, or the wildfire that's blazing right now in California, then it leads to people asking why, what caused these phenomena.
这些其实都对我们也有影响，就是受到直接的影响的人会觉得哇，为什么啊？然后呢，战争发生了。然后呢，还有什么？有战争的时候呢，就有难民啊。我自己本身也是以前是难民嘛，从那个越战出来的是难民嘛，然后呢，我们有一个科学家不是牛顿吗？他坐在那边，然后苹果掉下来了。平常的人不会想为什么嘛，对不对？可是他却会想为什么会掉下来呢？就是发现了这个什么。他没有发明哦，他是发现这个地心的吸引力的这个理论。好。
So when, and, this extends to other sort of events such as wars, when it impacts a person directly, it tends to lead to the person to ask why, what caused all these, phenomena. So the war leads to, refugee.And me, myself, I'm also a refugee, a result of the Vietnam War. And then also, other examples include, say, Newton. Newton, he sat under the apple tree, and that caused him to ask the question, why does the apple fall? And so he didn't invent gravity, but he discovered gravity.
那我也是每一年都去墨西哥啊，然后常常都听到一些讯息啊，墨西哥什么那些黑社会啊，然后呢怎么样埋葬那些好多学生啊，这些常常都有听到哎，这个还蛮恐怖的哈、啊，然后大家都会说，你还敢去墨西哥？
I go to Mexico every year, and whenever I go there, I hear stories as well, real stories of the Mexican mafia, how they kidnap and abduct students and kill them, burying them. So these are very gruesome events, and so people often ask me, you dare? You still dare to go to Mexico?
然后呢，有一次，那个是应该是因为两年前呢、啊。我们有个机会呢，从城外墨西哥的城外，就是我们在比较偏远的地方开车子进入那个墨西哥的城市 city 的时候呢，我们就那个车子呢被拦下来，然后我们也没有犯什么交通规矩，然后我们不知道为什么拦下来，结果拦下来就是说你这个牌照哈、哦，还有这个 license plate 上、啊。哎、你要进来的时候呢你要缴费的，所以你没有这个贴这个 sticker 的时候呢，你要开罚单，而且开的罚单开的蛮贵的。
And I remember about two years ago, once also in Mexico, we were in the countryside and we drove into Mexican City and we were stopped on our way with no apparent reason. There was no traffic violation, we didn't break any laws. And so as it turned out that we were told that based on our license plate, we are supposed to pay some sort of fee. Without paying that fee, we cannot go into the city unless we pay the fine. And the fine actually turned out to be quite expensive.
然后好像是几千块那个 peso。还蛮贵的、啊、
A couple thousand pesos, that was quite a bit.
然后呢就是在那边讨价还价，然后呢、就是少一点，可是你就要付哦，如果是你不付的时候呢，这个车子就会掉到那个停车场，你就没办法做什么了嘛。然后呢，其实呢是我们进城的时候呢，已经有人警告我们说你小心啊，里头有很多大白鲨的。
So we bargained with the cop back and forth, and they were able to take the fine off a little bit, just a tiny bit. But there's really nothing you can do about it. If you don't pay the fine, they will tow the car away and put it into a parking place. And so, in fact, we were already warned ahead of time that when you're entering the city, you have to be very, very cautious. Otherwise, because there are quite a few sharks in the city.
那这些事情都会发生嘛，我们会观察这些现象的时候呢，我们会发现呢，一颗种子，然后呢它什么力量让它长芽的，我们都说很简单的就是长芽嘛，可是为什么力量让它长芽呢？然后呢又长大，以后呢又会开花啦，又会结果啦，然后果子为什么有的是甜的，也是酸的？然后有些水果有些那个 fruit 就是苦瓜，就是苦的。那好像都是很自然的现象，可是为什么呢
？So all these sort of things, events and phenomena happen. Let's take seeds for example. A seed will sprout, and we feel that it's natural. You know that seed sprouts. It happens naturally.But what is the force behind that that enables a seed to sprout and start growing and that it will bring flowers and fruits? And even with fruits, their fruits are sweet, they're sour, but then look at bitter melon. Bitter melon is bitter. So why is that? It all seems very ordinary. That doesn't cause any questioning. But why is it? Why? What caused all these phenomena?
然后我们在看我们周围的环境里头，动物为什么会走路呢？ 动物为什么会飞呢？就是飞禽哈，为什么会飞呢？然后呢，我们然后鱼呢，为什么会在水里头游呢？然后嘴巴一直在喝水呢？就是等等一下现象哈。然后呢，那为什么鸡跟鸭跟那个鸟呢，就会生蛋的，而不是生出一只鸟来了？很奇怪嘛哈。可是呢，人就会生人嘛，然后牛就生牛，狗就生狗。
Look at the animals. Why do animals walk, including human? Why do birds fly? Why do fish swim in water? And why is it that chicken, duck, and birds, they lay eggs while human beings, being mammals, give birth to a human being and horse give birth to a horse? Why is that?
我问这个问题好像是小朋友在问父母一样啊，老是问为什么。
These questions sound like, questions that little children would ask their parents. Why this and why that?
可是呢，父母如果回答给小孩的时候呢，都是暂时的回答，也没有真正的回答到这个究竟怎么回事会这个样子。
But when parents answer the children, the answers tend to be quite, superficial and temporary. It never really hit at the core of the question, the answer, exactly what caused all these.
就算是连我们大人在学校里念书的时候，我们就知道，这些答案，可是这些答案也是一样哦，他没有真正的回答到一个很重要的答案。有没有？大家认同吗？可以吗？
Similarly, even when we enter school and we seem to have obtained answers for these questions, but those answers are still, merely scratching the surface and doesn't really hit at the core. Don't you agree?
好。然后做什么事情，它会得到一些结果。好。那手就小的时候呢，就喜欢玩火嘛。那手会碰到火的时候会烫，那我们就会怕，我们就不敢碰了。然后那个我们脚啊，或是我们跌倒啊，碰到什么东西我们也会痛。然后呢，如果是我们骂人的时候，我们得到什么的结果？然后呢，我们如果是偷东西的时候，是他的得到结果是什么呢？这些都是。要做什么的时候，它有个另外一个现象出现哦。
Whatever you do, it brings on some sort of result effect. So when we were kids, children tend to like to play with fire, and when you touch the fire, you get burned, and then you become afraid of touching fire. You stop doing that. When you kick something, your foot would hurt, and when you scold or yell at people, what happens? Sometimes you get hit.What happens then when you steal things? All these actions lead to some sort of result or some sort of effect.
当然我们讲好话会得到 好的结果，这个很明显哈，就是鼓励人啊，人家会欢喜啊，那人缘会比较好啊等等，这是很容易 就看到的结果。
By reverse, if we say things that are kind words or beneficial words to people, then they tend to bring forth better results, that people will tend to like you or you make friends more easily. So these are ways to encourage people to do good deeds.
在这里的时候呢，其实这些问题提出来可以让大家思考一下。那在佛教里头呢，讲的是什么？其实在佛教里头呢，是讲一个所谓的因果的定律，然后讲的是那个所谓的业力的这个问题。
So I raise these questions for you to ponder a bit and wonder what is the cause of these. But in Buddhism, the underlying cause is the law of cause and effect.
然后呢，又讲到这个业力的这个问题。业力里头呢，也有共业的，也有那个不共业的。共业就是说， 我们同时大家都同时就生活在这个地球上啊，这是共业。那共业很多了，我们同住在这个同一个国家里头，然后呢我们住在同一个地区里头，我们呢是在一个社会里头，或者是我们是一起在一个同一个公司里头工作啊。那在家里的话，跟兄弟姐妹呢是住在一起，在同一个家庭里头，然后呢我们都是人类，这些都是共同的，我们把这些呢叫做我们的共业，所以呢是在一起的。
From this law of cause and effect leads to also a similar related concept of karma. And karma is divided into two broad categories. One is shared karma. For us, we all live on Earth. So that's our shared karma. Living in the same country, living in the same region, in the same society, working in the same company, or we're all from the same family. The mere fact that we're all human beings, those are all our shared karma.
有人曾经我听到一句话，就是说我们，我们人是平等的。啊，他讲这句话，那时候他就下面就说，因为我们这都是同样站在这个地球上面，所以从这里这一点来讲，我们是平等的。
So I once heard someone said this, that we are all equal, all human beings are equal, and that statement is true on the basis that we are all standing on this earth. So from that perspective, that level, yes, we are all equal.
那这个是这共业 的地方，大家还可以再想，哦，什么样的相同的共业的地方很多，比如说这个地区是这个人，这些人是有同样的共业呢，就是说他这个国家他有战争，让这些人也是受到一些伤害，他是共同的一个业力。
And based on this logic, you can extend and think more that there are many different levels of shared karma. For another instance, you live in the place and the place is at war, is in war, and so people get hurt because of war, and that's another sense of shared karma.
那不共业呢，就在这个共业里头呢，就有不同的东西，比如说不同的种族，我们都是人呢，可是呢有不同的种族，然后呢也有不同的族群，然后呢也有不同的等级，然后呢也有不同的职位啊，兄弟姐妹虽然是住在同一个家庭里头，可是每个人都不一样，我们身体的状况是不一样的，我们的个性也不一样的，我们所受到的教育，这个时候就是刚好这个时间，它有什么东西新出来的，那我们受到的教育是不一样的，其实等等都是不同的。然后呢有的人是穷的，有的人是富有的，有人是聪明的，有人是笨的，有的人生出来就是很和善的，很仁慈，可是有的人呢 生出来的时候呢是很凶的，然后虽然是同样的人呢，可是语言就不一样，我们看那些，我们看有些时候看西点的时候呢，这个地区的鸟，它们的名字都叫做，比如说叫做麻雀，可是在美国的麻雀就比较胖或者是比较瘦啊，在别的地方比较瘦啊，然后它叫的声音，鸟啊叫的声音都不大一样的，对不对？那这些等等，那有的呢是很有语言天才啊，然后有的呢是他的艺术天分很高啊，但是有的人呢是机械很强的，然后有的人数学又很厉害，然后有的呢是有音乐天分啊等等，那这个不同的地方真是很多。还有什么？还是那些生出来就是聋啊、哑啊、听不到啊等等，还有残废啊。然后有人是长寿的，有人是短命的，啊，有的是很美的， 啊，你生出来就是很漂亮，啊，有的人生下来就很丑，等等，啊，这个是不同的。在相同里头呢，有太多的不同了。
So that's with opposite of shared karma is differentiated karma, different. The karma that's not shared, that's different. And so some examples of those would be from people of different race, they have different types of karma, different groups or different tribes, and from different status, different class, different kind of jobs or at least different levels in the hierarchy, in the company. Or people may be from the same family, but each sibling is different, different order or different personality, and they all have different types of health conditions. Some are more healthier, some are not, and different personalities. People, everyone also receive different kind of education. Even at the same level, it could be the kind of information that's available at that time is different. So because of that, you receive different type of education. More examples, some people are poor, some are rich, some are smart, some are not so fast, slower. Some people are born very kind and compassionate, while others are born just, you know, mean and ruthless. People have different languages, speak different languages, and have different disposition for learning languages, similarly with different talents. Some have musical talents, some are very good with mechanical, engineering, mathematics, so different sets of talents. And some people at birth are either deaf or blind, or they are mute, or they are born with different kinds of diseases. So in a nutshell, in whatever, even on the surface, it may appear to be similar, but underneath there are still a lot of differences.
这个我们有我去观察，尤其有一次是有个展览啊，有关于花草的展览，然后我去参观的时候就会发现啊，竹子，大家知道竹子吗？竹子有多少种啊？我看到了就是100多种以上的竹子，光是竹子是有100多种。
So another example is once I went to an exhibit of plants, and there were bamboo. You know bamboos, right? How many types of bamboos are there? At that exhibit, I saw over 100 types of bamboo.
那我们就再细一点去观察的时候呢，就是光是观察这个草类的时候，一片草的时候呢，其实都是草啊。可是真正在观察的时候，这个草的种类很多哎，那一个名称叫做草，就是 grass 嘛。可是呢，里头有 wheat 啊，有什么什么什么不同的很多种类。然后再深入再观察一点的时候呢，同样的草，就是这种草，每一片草啊，它都不一样的，有的长，有的短，有的肥，有的瘦。有的是黄色的，然后光是看颜色，绿色里头呢就是不同的绿色，因为什么？因为阳光照射的时候不一样，那风一吹的时候它一下子又变了，所以其实这里头很多不同的。
So just looking at grass, if you observe them closely, looking at a field of grass, it just on the surface appears to be hey just grass, but when you look a little bit closer, there's grass, there's weed, there are different kinds of grass. And when you zoom in and look even closer, even within the same type of grass, there are still differences. When you look at each blade of grass, the color is different, the length or the width of the grass is different. Some are wider, some are narrower. And even within one blade of grass, the color gradient of the grass is different. So green comes in many, many gradients. And the reason being different type of sun exposure or when the wind blows, then it changes shades. So even on the surface, they appear to be the same, but there's a lot of minute differences.
有个故事跟大家分享，就是说，哎，有个人呢，他是很会看这个生辰八字的，就是看相的哈。然后有一次呢，大家碰到一个人，那个时候讲的是那个古代那个皇帝啊，的故事。他说，我出生年月日时间等等，跟这个皇帝是一样的。可是呢，这个皇帝出生的年月日是跟我是一样的，可是为什么他做皇帝，而我是穷包子？他就问这个看这个相的人。那我这个举这个例子的时候呢，如果是你是看相的时候，你会怎么回答？
So let me share a story with you. There was once a person who was a very good fortune teller. And the way he tells fortune is by looking at people's year of birth, date of birth, the hour and minute of birth. So looking at the time of birth. And so once a person approached this fortune teller asking, look at the year that I was born. It's exactly the same as the emperor. So this story is based on an older story. The year is the same, the month is the same, and the day is the same. So, but why is that I'm a pauper, I am poor, and yet that guy, he's an emperor. So if you were the fortune teller, how are you going to answer this person?
有人要试试看回答吗？
Anyone want to try to answer? If you were the fortune teller, how would you answer that question?
业力不一样。
如果说那个看相运气风水的什么冲的，就给他们大对。
Some people say the karma is different. Another person volunteer and the answer is saying, oh, well, if you're a fortune teller, then you start talking about the feng shui, you know, the environment, whatnot.
还有呢？
Other answers?
他就回答啊，那个人话就回答说，那个皇帝呢，他出生的时候呢，这地点是在皇宫里头。你出生的时候呢，你是在海边出生的。
So the fortune teller said, when the emperor was born, he was born inside the palace. When you were born at a seaside.
就是这个水很大，把你的什么东西好的东西冲走了。
And because you're by the seaside, the ocean, the wave is really big, so it has blasted away all your fortune.
当然这个是一个笑话啊。可是从这里呢，我们就看到其实呢，就算是这个所谓的双胞胎或者是几胞胎，他们出来好像是都很像啊，但是他们是不同的。
So this is just a kind of funny little story, but based on the story, we can actually think when you look at twins or triplets or whatever born out of the same womb at birth, they may all appear to be very similar, but they are actually individuals and it's all different. Their karma is all different.
所以从这些所谓的问题里头呢，好像有一个答案，就是说这里有一个主宰，他控制所有一切。然后呢，你是动不了了，就是你这是固定的，就是这样，好像有这个答案，对不对？可能有人会觉得有，哎，怎么样想啊，想不出来。好了，那就有个答案，就是有个主宰给你，就是全部都给你算好的了，你就是这样子了。
So by raising this series of questions, and pondering about why the cause of these phenomenon.Maybe some people will come up with one type of answer saying that, oh, the way things are is because there is a mighty ruler above everything. And because of this ruler's decision, then that's why things are this way or that way. Everything is fixed and nothing could be changed.
那如果是这样子，一切都安排好，那你会怎么想？你说，那我就不用努力了吗？对不对？我的命运就是这样啊，我为什么要做什么努力啊？ 然后呢这是一个，然后另外呢你会说你当你遇到一些很惨的事情，家庭里头一些这个悲剧也好啊，这个有人死亡啊，或者是突然之间失业啦，然后被赶出去啊，那你就会说为什么是我，你会有这个，一定会有这个念头，然后你就会说其实这个世界非常的不公平，绝对的不公平。那我们从这些现象来看的时候呢，这里有没有看到什么公平啊？你看不到什么公平呢？
So that's one type of answer, and by thinking that everything is governed by some higher force or higher power, it's easy to think for a person to start thinking, well, then if everything is predestined, then what's the point of trying? Why should I work hard? If everything has already been decided, then I'll just hang out and not do much.On the other hand of the spectrum is some people, when misfortune befalls you, it could be losing a job or getting very ill or being in a war, and people will start saying, this is not fair, life is not fair, why me? Why am I the one that's at the receiving end of all these misfortune? And truth be told, when you actually look at these phenomena on the surface,there's really no sense of fairness. It is not fair. That there, it's hard to say that life is fair.
同意吗？大家同意吗？啊
？Do you agree so far?
没人回答。没人回答呢，就是说，其实呢，这些情况啊，其实都会让我们真的能去思考，哎，怎么回事？
Well, people are hesitant to answer. And this is actually telling us that, hey, these questions are important. And then it will cause us to think deeper. What is it? Why? The cause of all these questions.
是真的，然后就会想，然后刚刚尤其是去，我们就是说有些人他们会找这些答案的时候呢，他这些答案其实是很难回答的，很难去找出一个真正的答案的。
So these are really questions that's worth mulling over. And when some people, they truly work hard trying to answer these questions, and you'll find that these questions are not easy to answer at all.
那如果是佛教呢？佛教怎么回答这些呢？就是今天所讲的这是业力、哦、那就是问的问题是为什么会这个样子的时候，佛教就讲到这个业力。
But what is the Buddhist perspective? How would Buddha Dharma answer this question? This is then the topic of today's talk, karma, the power, the effect of karma.
每个人我们所接收到的其实呢是因为过去我们所做的一些什么样的一个情况，我们做了什么，然后呢我们就是这一生我们就会接受到的。这佛教所讲嘛，叫做欲知前世因，今生受者是，这个听过吗？然后呢下面是欲知未来，这是预知来世果，今生做者是。那就是说这一世我们所做的、哦、那个它这会有的东西是马上看到的，那是将来的事情，就是会有结果。那有的人是不是这一生我们可能可以看得到的，它是会到将来的去。
So the way the Buddha Dharma explains this is that all these phenomena are the results of past actions and past causes. So there is a very common saying in Buddhism that if you want to know the causes that were, the seeds that were planted in your previous life, you just only have to look at your present life. the kind of results that's coming forth in your present life. And if you want to know what your future lives will be like, look at what kind of seeds you are sowing in this life. And some of these results, the causes or actions that you are taking in this previous life, it may bring immediate result that is that you can see in this present life. But some of the result, the effect of the action actually wouldn't come forth until your future lives.
可是我们回答这个的时候呢，有的人是可以接受的，有的神呢是没法接受。啊，没法接受的原因就是说，我怎么知道我过去是怎么样，对不对？我也没有看到将来我会怎么样，对不对？所以呢，就好像很难接受。
When we explain things this way, sometimes it's easy for people to accept, but for some other people, it's really hard to accept this type of answer. And for those people that cannot accept this explanation, their rationale is that, well, I didn't see my past life. How would I know that I actually did those things? And I'm not going to see my future life, so how would I know that what I'm doing now will really bring fruit in the future?
会有这种想法吗？对吗？
So there are people that think this way, right? I can't see them.
那我们再看一下哦，我们所认知的这个世界，透过我们的眼睛也好，透过我们的耳朵也好，我们透过触觉也好，透过我们的阅读也好，等等等等，这些知识呢，是不是真的是能够给我们一个很好的回答？
To address that, we can look at the world as we know it. The world we know it through looking at it directly with our eyes or listening through our ears, through our sensations or from our reading, researching, of the world. But of all these knowledge that we have accumulated via the senses and by also absorbing new knowledge, do those knowledge really help us answer the question?
我们的眼睛能够看多远，我们的耳朵能够听多远，我们的嗅觉能够闻到多远的味道，多深的，其实是都很有限，对不对？
How far can our eyes see? How far can we hear? And how deep or how far can we really smell? Our senses are extremely limited.
那我们就是用我们这个非常有限的这种所谓的五官也好，这个第六识也好，其实我们真正的认识的所谓的这个世界是非常有限的。比如说这个今天我们在坐车子的时候，这个开车的菩萨说，那个天上面那只鹰啊，那个眼睛很厉害的，比我们还要强哎，他还看到下面很细的东西哎。然后呢还有什么，还有地震来的时候啊，动物先知道哎，老鼠就偏先跑，人还笨笨的还不知道。这些就是说证明其实我们所认知的是很有限的，是不够深的。
So the world as we know it, or the world that we come in touch with, come in contact with either through our senses or through our sixth sense, through knowledge,is actually very, very limited. As we drove here today, on the way, someone point to the eagle in the sky and say, do you know eagles, their eyes are really sharp. Their eyesight are much better than human beings. They can see from very far and can perceive very small details. Or, you know, think about mice and ants. During earthquakes, they are warned, they know it, they sense it much earlier than human beings, and they start running away while human beings are still idle. So the world as we know it, our understanding of the world is very fragmented and very small, limited.
然后呢，有的人是相信科学才是最正确的，可是科学常常都发现， 比如说天外的有个星球，久不久又发现一个，然后呢过了没有几年以后又发现一个新的星球，对不对？那佛教已经讲到外面的世界宇宙是多的很的，我们现在能够看到晚上啊，天黑的啊，然后那个天气很干净的时候，我们看到外面的太多星球了，对不对？那科学目前都还没有，有的星球还没发现呢，那可见其实是很有限的。然后呢，科学久久又发现一个新的东西，然后呢过了没有多久以后又打开这个理论，又有新的理论出来，那表示说其实所知道的，真正知道的，要用眼睛又用东西证明有的东西，它是很有限的。
Some people say I believe in science, then science must be objective and correct. But as you know, just taking planets or stars as an example, that we discover a new star, and then after a long, long, long while, and then you discover yet another star. But we know there's so few, we know so little, yet in Sutra, it has told us already that there are millions and thousands of worlds out there. And when you look at the night sky, and a very clear night, you can see all these stars. Those all represent thousands and millions and billions of worlds out there. Or, you know, science, again, one day a new theory was found that it came up. But after a short while, it got disconfirmed. People attacked it and said that it's no longer true. So again, using science, believing a science as objective and whatnot, it's still a very limited view of the world.
我们不是否定科学啊，而是我们也要知道科学其实是蛮有限的，它不是没办法完全的告诉我们事实真相怎么回事。然后科学还有一个呢，现在目前还有一个限制呢，它没办法去研究到过去式的这个事情。
We are not negating science altogether. That's not what we're trying to do. We're merely trying to point out that science is still limited. For another instance, currently science is still not able to look into past lives. There isn't a tool for us to see that.
那在佛教里头呢，就会讲到很重要的一个观念呢，是讲到三世因果。那是过去式呢，这不只是一个过去式，然后呢将来式的话呢也不只是将来式。
So in Buddha Dharma, there's a very important concept is the cause and effect of three times. And when we talk about past, we're not only talking about the immediate past life, we're talking about all the immeasurable past lives in the past. And similarly, when we talk about future,We're not talking about the immediate future life. We're talking about the unlimited future lives that is to come.
那我们刚刚听到这个的时候呢，其实也是很难让我们相信。怎么一下子讲了我们这个那么多的过去式啊，对不对？那我们就现在来看，今天我们同聚在这个东珠禅师的这里，对不对？就是这个时间嘛。这是变成现在嘛，对不对？那你有这个现在的时候呢，表示说你有昨天，今天你就会有昨天。那昨天呢是很多个昨天，对不对？很多个昨天呢就变成这是上个礼拜，然后表示说有很多个上个礼拜，那就变成上个月，然后就是一定是有很多个上个月，对不对？一个月一个月之前，对不对？然后就去年，那去年的时候呢，就是一直延伸呢，一直延伸到什么？到我们刚出生的时候，是很多年前，对不对？然后我们都有，那用这个推理法，就是说，我们能够目前。在这个时间里头，这个是因缘让我们到这里的时候， 是因为有一些其他的因缘，这过去的因缘汇集，对不对？现在我们才能够在这里，因为我以前在这里啊，我以前在这里，对不对？然后我调回台湾呢，然后现在我又调回来啊，所以我现在又回到这里啊。那我不可能否定我过去嘛，对不对？都有嘛，对不对？这个是马上可以证明给你们看。
So, it's hard for some people to accept that why suddenly you talk about all these innumerable, incountable pasts and futures. Well, it's actually very easy to prove that. Let's use ourselves as an example. Today we're here in a Chan Center. And the fact that we're here today, it was yesterday. We were somewhere else yesterday. And by logic, there's a yesterday of yesterday. So there are many, many yesterdays in our past. And when you stack together these yesterdays, it becomes weeks. Last week, the week before, and stacked together, it becomes months and years, all the way to the point of your birth. But by this logic, it would be really odd that things suddenly came to being at the point of your birth. There must be something before that as well. So this is just it just seemed logical this way, merely using logic to prove this point. Or you can, so all these, the fact that we're here today at Chan Center is due to all the cause and conditions from the past. Let's use myself as an example. Years ago, I was here, and now I came back. I went away, and then I came back here again. And this is true. I didn't suddenly just arrive here. There was a past, and it's a fact that I can prove to you easily that I was previously here before.
所以呢，我们有这一生的时候，因为我们讲现在的这个，我们在这里的时候呢，是因为过去有很多原因让引起我们来到这里嘛，对不对？就是很多因缘嘛，让我们来到这里。所以呢，以此类推的时候，我们来到这个世界呢，它不是突然之间出现的。他一定有很多因缘让我们来到这个世界，这个逻辑还可以接受吗？我们看不到过去哦，可是以这个逻辑来讲，是不是可以接受啊
？So the fact that we are here this life and we're right now sitting here, it's caused by the causes and conditions in the past that leads us to be here today, right?Similarly, so the fact that we're here in this life is due to all the cause and effect conditions that is in the past. It's true that we cannot see the past, we cannot see our past lives, but using logic deduction, makes sense to you, I hope. Does it? That using logic, that we don't suddenly appear.
好，没关系哦。那这个呢是佛教的这个观点，它是这样子的。那你没办法解释哎，如果你没办法解释你怎么来到这个时间的，就算是小孩子生出来的时候，他也问父母我怎么来的，然后呢有这问的太烦了，有人说你是像孙悟空一样从个石头爆出来的，或者是我是从垃圾里头捡你来的。那问得太烦了，这样子回答，好、哦。那可是我们来到这个时间呢，一定有很多原因，我们来到这里。
So it's okay if you're still not convinced, but there are causes and conditions that bring us here today. So kids often ask parents, "Why am I here? How did I get here? How was I born? Why is it? Why was I born?" And sometimes the persistent questions become annoying, and the parents will sometimes answer, "You just like the Monkey King, you were born from out of a rock, or I found you from the dumpsters." So all these different kind of answers, just to ward off all the persistent questioning. But the fact that we are here right now is actually due to all the past cause and conditions.
这里头呢，比如说我们来到世间出生的时候， 是带走我们自己本身的一个业力。这些因缘这个条件合合了，我们可能我们的业力是70%啊，然后加上父母的30%的这种业力，然后呢就形成我们的这个 baby 的出生，然后加上现在的这个各种各样的条件，我们慢慢的长大，慢慢的读书啊，这些都是现在的是因缘，让我们变成现在的这个情况啊，这个呢是比较容易看得到的。
So children are born and they bring with them their own set of karma. And that's probably, it consists about maybe 70%, and the other 30% are of the parents, their share karma. And then after the child was born, different sets of conditions will gradually mold and shape a person and brings you to the way you are in at this present moment. When we're speaking of this present life, things are more traceable and explainable.
那因为讲这个三世因果的时候呢，有一些东西可以让我们会比较能够安心一点，当我们遇到各种各样的状况的时候呢，比如说这个很贫穷的状况啊，或者是有一些突然发生的意外啊，这些的时候呢，我们有这些观念的时候呢，心会比较平静一点。可是这并不表示说故意的，和佛教啊故意发明这些情形让你心安的，他只是把一个事实的呈现给我们。
By understanding this concept of cause and effect of the three times, it helps us to be a little bit more calmer when we're confronted with obstacles like extreme poverty or some sort of accident. So it helps to anchor our mind. At the same time, Buddha Dharma did not just invent this concept of karma of the three times merely to placate people, to make you feel better. It's not a band-aid. It's Buddha Dharma presented this fact, that this law, to show us the way the world functions.
那讲到业力的时候呢，这些业力呢，有的是很强的业力，有的是没那么强的，比较弱的。然后呢，业力不是说就是。